Is getting on a streak, in the groove, on a roll, a thing or a myth? I'm David Brancaccio. First, it's official. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates for the first time since 2018. The Fed approved a quarter percentage point increase yesterday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington is here with details on how this will soon happen again and again.
Yes, there could be a total of 7 interest rate hikes this year, David. The Fed is raising rates to try to tamp down inflation. The theory is when it's more expensive to borrow, people and businesses spend less, and that should cool off the economy.
All right. But the Fed is acknowledging that inflation will stay above their official 2% target for a while, right?
Yeah, Fed officials are expecting a lot more inflation than they did last December. Back then, they thought the Fed's favorite inflation measure would hit 2.7% this year. Now they're expecting just over 4%. Powell admitted that inflation wasn't coming down as quickly as the Fed thought it would because of clogged supply chains and the war in Ukraine. He also talked about soaring wages. I asked Powell if there are signs of a wage price spiral where workers demand higher wages in anticipation of spiking inflation.
There's a misalignment of demand and supply, particularly in the labor market, and that is leading to wages moving up at ways that are not consistent with 2% inflation over time.
So, Nancy, this single interest rate increase yesterday does not solve inflation. What happens now?
Right. Powell said every meeting for the rest of the year will be live, meaning the Fed could raise rates at each of those meetings. According to the Fed's economic projections, that would take rates to just under 2% by the end of the year.
Nancy, thank you. Stocks, while the S&P 500 is up 3.3% since the beginning of the week, this morning, futures for the S&P are down 0.5%. Germany's down more than 1% after its big run-up earlier in the week. Now, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong, 2 days of crash, followed by 2 days shooting back up Wednesday and today, Thursday. The Hang Seng went up 7% today after China's government pulled back on its crackdown on some industries there, after investors got very nervous amid that country's major wave of Omicron-driven lockdowns. Yesterday, Ukraine's President Zelensky called on the U.S. Congress to tighten sanctions on Russia and send more aid to his country. Today, Zelensky addressed elected officials in Germany. He's also due to meet German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and the NATO Secretary General today. He wants Germany to cut off all Russian fossil fuel imports. The BBC's Damian McGuinness has more.
His calls for a ban on Russian energy are more difficult for Germany to support. The German government says that would spark mass unemployment and would harm Germany more than Russia. In polls, though, most Germans agree with Mr. Zelensky, saying they also want a ban. But most also say the cost of energy, which would skyrocket without Russian imports, is already too high. Berlin now plans to stop importing Russian oil and coal this year. But ministers say that Russian gas, which makes up more than half of German gas supplies, will take longer to phase out.
Damian McGuinness with the BBC got that to us. Can a sports player get on a streak? I ask with the first full day of March Madness happening in basketball today. For years, social scientists said belief in the hot hand, golly, that player's in the groove, is a kind of madness in itself. But is it? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So some big shots dismiss the hot hand theory.
So here's the thing. You might think when you watch Michael Jordan or Steph Curry and they're on a roll and you think, boy, they have the hot hand. But there was a series of studies that said, no, they're just lucky. And probably the most famous is from 1985. It's three psychologists, including Nobel laureate Amos Tversky. And their paper argued that a string of scores was no different than simply flipping coins. And what they said is that sports fans were suffering from widespread cognitive illusion.
And this made at least one famous coach grumpy, right?
Oh, very grumpy. He said, who is this guy? So he makes a study. I couldn't care less. That was Red Auerbach, the legendary coach for the Boston Celtics. But these hot hand studies, the sort of fallacy studies, you know, they became the classic example, David, for experts to say, you know, there's something you think you know, but you really don't. It was called the hot hand fallacy. Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't, right. Now, there's a new book from a Harvard guy about this.
Steven Pinker, Harvard University, his new book, Rationality, he calls it the hot hand fallacy.
So people do get on streaks, according to the Harvard analysis?
Yes, and there's some really subtle statistical bias reasons why people are rethinking these studies. But here's the bottom line. Athletes aren't roulette wheels. I mean, they have memory, and it's reasonable to assume that success on earlier shots just might feed on itself in some circumstances. And there are more and more studies that have come to that conclusion.
Yeah, as opposed to coins. Now, this is fun. I'd call it recreational economics or something. But the hot hand debate is a reminder about, I think, something bigger.
Much bigger. So behavioral economists, behavioral financiers look at the market and they've used the hot hand fallacy to say, look, we make all kinds of cognitive mistakes in the market. And people who are pushing back and say the hot hand fallacy are saying, no, you want to look more at the underlying incentives that people may be behaving rashly. It may be a stupid thing that they're doing, but there are incentives that are pushing them in a certain direction.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you for this.
Thanks a lot.
And back to our top story. Higher interest rate policy seems to be working. The number of people signing up to refinance their homes dropped 3% in the last week to nearly half what it was last year at this time. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.